Let's start with the web front page of the New York Post. Here's your headline. Done deal. Donald Trump wins 2024 presidential election, defying the odds again. And you've got their print front page there as well. He's done it again, they're saying. So, potentially jumping the gun, but here we are. He's done it, so they are too. On the inside pages, you have Trump, the Colossus, is the comeback king of American politics. This article lists off the former president's trials and tribulations in recent years, starting with two impeachments, 91 indictments in criminal courts, being found liable in two civil courts, convicted of 34 felonies, something this article in parenthesis says ridiculously. And also he's seen his New York business effectively shut down by a Manhattan judge. But the article strikes an admirative tone, hailing his achievement as someone who refuses to be bent or broken. The Wall Street Journal is on a similarly admirative tone. Trump wins the election and a second chance. And now they say Trump would owe his victory to his own resilience and Joe Biden's failings. The article says that we all wrote off Donald Trump after the January the 6th riots. But he says that the Democrats, were the architects in the end of his comeback. They revived him through what this article calls a one-sided investigation into January the 6th. And what they call a partisan use of lawfare. They also cite Donald Trump's courage when shot as a bit of a vote winner. The article also gets into what they consider Biden's failings. They say he failed to deliver unity and prosperity, inflation, chaos at the southern border, and loss of US deterrence abroad. Lost him ground. And they say that the Democrats tried to course correct, but that Kamala Harris just couldn't dissociate from Biden after those 4 years.
Agenda has been talked about a lot, hasn't it, in the last few days, Antonia? A big factor in how Trump has flipped swing states so far?
Absolutely. So this piece in the Washington Post focuses heavily on that. Trump bet the race on running up the score with men. Indeed, Donald Trump's campaign targeted young men, black men and Latino men, all demographics who historically are not very good at going out and voting. And seemingly, in a lot of cases, he has got them out the door to vote with their feet. It says also that Kamala Harris aimed for a surge of support for the idea of this first female president. And it also describes the exit polls in which Harris's margin with women was at a 10-point advantage over Donald Trump's, which is substantial, but Biden's back in 2020 was 14. And whereas men preferred Trump by 10 points, which is even more than it was the last time around. There was, of course, an active push from the Republican camp to get men to the polls. All over social media were these calls for men to go out and vote. You have here Elon Musk hailing male turnout. The cavalry has arrived. Men are voting in record numbers. They now realise everything is at stake from the close ally of the president. And also this, what's his name? I can't remember. Yeah, this person on social media shared footage, shared a clip from the movie Patriot about the American War of Independence, saying, "Today's the day. Men, take 15 minutes and go vote. The men before us didn't fight and die for the country to be ruled by Karen from HR." He hastily followed up, clarifying that he's not calling Harris Karen from HR. But the message is resounding that the Trump campaign really, really wanted men out voting.